Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This episode of Nothing Major is brought to you by Vuori. Stevie J, I've been wearing their core shorts a lot lately, and people have been telling me that I won't be able to fit into them. They're wrong. I can. I feel like I look great in them, and they've sort of become my default shorts that I wear.
Yeah, the core shorts, they are all the shorts that I wear. I don't own any other kinds. They're most comfortable. They don't look like gym clothes. So when I am cruising around at the park, cruising around downtown, you name it, I look and feel as comfortable as possible.
Yeah, and they have this built-in liner that is actually like really comfortable. A lot of shorts that I've worn in the past have the built-in liner, and I had to cut the liner out because I didn't like it. Not the case with the core shorts by Vuori. Like, they've done the built-in liner perfectly.
Yeah, and Vuori keeps, you know, things simple. Just in general, the design, it's not too loud, not too flashy. It's great gear for whatever you're doing, and I've always picking up more items when I walk by the store close to home.
So Vuori.com. That's Vuori.com/nothingmajor is where you need to go to get 20% off your first purchase. So make it a big one.
Exactly. Along with that 20% off your first order, you will get free shipping in the U.S. on orders over $75 and free returns. So make sure you make that first purchase a good one.
It's definitely worth checking out. We totally vouch for everything Vuori makes, especially their core shorts. They're awesome. So Vuori.com/nothingmajor. Let's get on with the pod.
All right, on today's episode of Nothing Major, we're going to talk a little more Cincinnati. We're going to hint on Kalamazoo, which is the boys' 18 and under national championships. We got fan questions. We got life advice. Let's get going. All right, everyone, we're back. It's me. It's Steve Johnson. It's Charlie Fox, a team at SIFT. And look who decided to also join us today. You guys remember Monday, we were all in Cincinnati. John was there as well. We were together back-to-back days, and John just no-showed. No-showed on us Monday. You have anything they want to say? You did apologize, which was nice.
What more can I say?
Yeah, nothing.
It's on me. I'm going to take my licks, maybe take a few lashings. Yeah. They're deserved. All I can say is I'm sorry, and just I'm asking for forgiveness, guys. And I'll be better. I will be better.
That's all we can ask for.
Okay.
All right. Little housekeeping. We're going to record a live pod at the Open. Wednesday the 20th. It's the finals day of the mixed doubles. It's the fan week. We are going to be doing a live pod for 30 minutes. I'm not sure where. At the U.S. Open. Do you know... You guys know where it is on the grounds?
On the ground somewhere.
We'll get the details. You guys will find us. I think it's like 12 to 12:30 on the grounds in fan zone, main stage, whatever that is. Our first live pod.
Main stage by the fountains.
I'm kind of nervous.
I'm sad I'm going to miss it.
Main stage by the fountain. We're going to be zooming Stevie in somehow. If he's not, I think you're on Tennis Channel that week. Unless you're on air, we'll be getting you in there somehow. Also, we've been hinting at the idea, our bracket challenge that we've been doing. We did it, I think we started in Australia. We just started at the French Open and Wimbledon. We've been giving away $100 gift cards to the winner. We got to double check if this is okay. We want to give a couple thousand away, not in gift cards, just cash to the winner. We got to check though, make sure it's like allowed through gambling and whatnot. So stay tuned on that. That could be very exciting for everyone. Big cash prize. We'll go second place as well. Maybe even a little third place prize.
Who are we going to have win next? We've had two local guys win for each county. Or were they both John?
No.
They're both John.
Two youngsters from North Carolina.
That's right. That's what it was.
North Carolina knows their tennis.
All right. The three of us just got back from Cincinnati. Stevie, highlight for you of the Cincinnati trip that the three of us just took.
The first thing that really stands out was just getting to spend time with you guys again, which is always fun. But the driving up for me, driving up the first day we got there, seeing this ginormous new building where a parking lot was.
Hey, is ginormous a word?
No, but
no.
Everyone says it all the time.
Yeah, it works though.
Yeah, it absolutely works.
But so we drove up and I forget, I think I was with John and I was lost at the beginning because we all have been to the tournaments. You guys know how it is. You're pretty comfortable. You've been to a tournament once. You know how to get to the players area, the locker room, the lounges, the practice courts. And I was very turned around for a while, but an incredible facility. Just walking there for the first time to see what Ben Navarro and Bob Moran and these guys and their team did in that short of span from last year's event to this year's event, truly remarkable. I loved being there. It was a lot of fun to be around, seeing some of the players and seeing just people you haven't seen in a while. It was a blast. But the facilities, I really think there isn't a better player facility on tour than what we just saw in Cincinnati. From dining, lounging, activities, the padel courts were packed. It was insane. It was all insane.
We played a little padel. We weren't that good, but the last night we were there, we saw Musetti, Cobali, Monfils all out there playing padel like all night long.
They played for like 5 hours. Monfils? It was insane.
I never saw him.
Yeah, he was there. He pulled out of the event, but decided to just play padel like 4 hours a day.
Yes.
Right next to the players' lounge.
So funny.
Like diving around, looking like the typical Gael that he is on court, but
that checks out.
Yeah, I think we weren't very good at paddle because none of us wanted to sweat. We had a bunch of suite visits after.
Exactly.
So a lot of us, we were kind of tiptoeing around. We were all very nervous about just breaking out into a full sweat in 95 degree heat. So I think that's what kind of set us back, for me at least. I felt like that's what set us back a little bit.
Is there, when it comes to Cincy, people always talk about Grater's ice cream for people that don't know. It's a famous ice cream shop that's been there since like 1890 or something like that. They got Skyline Chili, King's Island. Did you like those things? Or are they slightly overrated?
Sorry, Cincy, but completely overrated.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I might have had Skyline Chili once. Grater's, I mean, yeah, Grater's is good.
It's just cool that it's been there for 140 years. The ice cream's no better or worse than other ones.
Never been to King's Island. I'm not a ride guy. I'm too tall. I don't think I can fit on them, so just dangerous.
No. You don't fit on roller coasters?
I think once you get over like 6'4", you don't go to theme parks.
No, you don't go to theme parks.
You don't go to theme parks, yeah.
But other than that, I mean, yeah, it's kind of known, especially known for the Skyline Chili. Montgomery Inn's pretty famous. The ribs place, they give you the bib. You guys can use your knife and fork. But been there. But no, we love Mesa. There's so much to do there. Us three had a great dinner one night at Stevie. What was the name of the restaurant?
I'm going to assume it's Vinny and Johnny's or Johnny and Vinny's.
Carlos and Johnny's.
I couldn't get it right for the life of me.
Yeah.
Hey, going back to the theme parks, John, have you ever been on a roller coaster?
I have. It had to have been in like middle school or something when I was 6'3".
Yeah, last time I went on was 8th grade, I remember.
Really?
Have you been on one, Stevie, since you've been in your 20s?
No, 20s, because at 18, when you graduate high school in California, I think they still do it like your grad night. I don't know if you guys do this.
Yeah, I was there.
John, like back in North Carolina or one of the 9 states you grew up in. But like all the high schools like do grad night together, and they close Disneyland for us, and you know it's 4,000 high schools at Disneyland, you know, that you go from like 10 p.m. till 6 a.m. and the park's yours. So that's probably the last time I've been on a roller coaster. I'm not much of a roller coaster guy. I feel like I get like nauseous and
yeah. That's pretty fun though, that grad night at Disneyland. All right, going back to Cincy. As far as all the tournaments go during the summer, you got like DC, Cincy. Well, I'm going to throw in Atlanta there because it's been there all the years past. Do you have you guys have a favorite one to play leading up to the Open? Is yours obviously Atlanta?
Yeah.
Give us your second favorite.
I mean, look, you love playing the big events. I mean, Cincinnati probably more so than the Canadian Masters, which cost its home. But I really enjoyed playing Winston-Salem too because it's another one of my hometowns, Stevie.
You had 4 hometown tournaments in a span of a U.S. summer hard court swing.
I did. So, yeah, I liked it all. I mean, this was like, Sam, you and I, and Stevie, you might have hit this the beginning of your career. I don't know when they stopped it, but in the U.S. Open Series.
Yeah.
Sam, you and I were always that one year. Yeah, you did. And they doubled your U.S. Open prize money, right?
I got double my U.S. Open prize money. This was 2009, though, and I made a third round. I think U.S. Open third round then was like 60 grand. Now it's probably like 200.
Yeah. I finished first or second one year and made a quarter.
Oh, how tidy is that?
Yeah, that's big time.
Man, I don't think I ever won it. I might have finished second, but it was like half my prize money added on.
What was good for you guys, I remember, because at the beginning of my career, you had to play a minimum of like three tournaments. So like Roger, Rafa, Novak, Murray, whatever, Ferrer, they only played Montreal and Cincy, or Toronto and Cincy, so they couldn't be. So Sam would always do well because he would play, you know, LA, and you would play Atlanta, DC. You guys would play like four or five events, so you guys would get like that bump. So it was always so funny that these guys would win Master Series and just like have no chance at the US Open, whatever it was.
A total vulture.
It's great though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd go title Atlanta and title Winston-Salem and have like more US Open Series points than Roger, who won both Master Series.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
It's so good, though.
Yeah. Also this week, big event, Kalamazoo. So if you play junior tennis in the U.S., you know what it is. If our listeners that don't, Kalamazoo is the boys 16 and 18 and under national championships. Kalamazoo is in Michigan. That's why they call it Kalamazoo. It's in Kalamazoo, Michigan. But the winner of the 18 and under national championships gets a wild card into the U.S. Open main draw. This has been going on for as long as I can remember, like forever. So this just ended. Darwin Blanche wins it, and they play the final. The final's a five-setter. He won it in five sets. Beat Jack Satterfield of Tampa 6-3, 4-6, 6-4, 6-4. What did I say? Five sets, whatever. He won. So Darwin Blanche is going to be in the main draw of the U.S. Open. You guys played Kalamazoo. I played Kalamazoo. I think as a junior player, it is the biggest tournament in the world. You would rather win Kalamazoo than the junior U.S. Open, than junior Wimbledon, in my opinion, as an American. It is a very coveted event to win. John, what was your best result there? Quarterfinal. That's not that good.
I won the doubles.
Ooh, you did?
Oh, also yes. If you win the doubles, you get a wild card in the U.S. Open as well.
And I think I made quarterfinals of singles was my best ever result.
Do you remember going into that tournament, John? Like just knowing that if you win it, you get a wild card in the U.S. Open. And did it feel like the biggest tournament you had ever played at the time?
100%. Absolutely did. There was always so many butterflies before your first match at Kalamazoo. You want to get off to a good start. You don't want to go to the back draw. To the Constellations and play two matches a day. You want to keep it, in the main draw.
You go over to Western Michigan University and start playing matches at 8 a.m.
Western Michigan University, yep. Oof. That's exactly right. So, you want to stay in the main draw, but absolutely. But I never thought that I had a chance to win, truthfully. I think when I made quarterfinals, I even exceeded my seed. I might have been seeded somewhere in the 20s. So it didn't feel like I missed out on an opportunity not winning the tournament back then.
Who'd you win doubles with?
A Californian, actually. Sam, you might know the name, but he's older. He's my age, but Pramod DeBeer, do you remember that name?
Nope.
No.
He must have played with Shane Shulkin and Berrettini.
He ended up playing college.
How is that possible?
He was a good player. He was a good player. But that was my doubles partner, but you guys definitely know who I lost to in singles.
LA
tennis legend, Robert Yim.
Legendary. I think he might have won it twice.
He did. Yeah. So I lost a yen.
He's like 5'5" lefty, but like so good. But yeah, and so Kalamazoo too. The whole town gets behind the tournament. If you, they have these three main courts. There's thousands of people that go and watch every year. Even if you don't, you're not a tennis fan necessarily. Like the community, the town of Kalamazoo, they all go and watch this event. Stevie, you made a doubles final. What was your best singles result there?
Congrats, Stevie.
Thank you. I honestly can't remember if I'm pretty sure it was round of 16 I lost to, and like I wasn't very good. But it might have been quarters, but I'm pretty sure it was round of 16 in singles. But in the finals of doubles, Bradley Klon and myself were up a break in the third, as John had just mentioned. Like, you know, this is a big moment for 18 and under kid. You know, you never know how life is going to pan out in the tennis world. We were up a break in the third, I think serving up 4-3, and we lost like 7-5 or 7-6 in the third, something like that. And I remember, like, you know, when you lose in the finals there, we lost to Ryan Harrison and Chase Buchanan.
Okay, good team.
Like, that was thought, that was like my one chance to make the U.S. Open. Like, I left that day so dejected and, like, sad because I thought this was my one chance. I was like, this is it. My chance to make the U.S. Open, you know, lifelong dream accomplished at 18 years old. Luckily, I made it a few more times after that, so I don't feel so bad now. But I remember the next, like, 48 hours, that trip home was sad. It was very, very sad.
Yeah. Players are nervous. A lot of college, like, every college coach goes to watch. I lost the, I won the 16 and unders, and the next year I lost in the finals of the 18 and unders to Donald Young.
Another legend.
Score? Scoreboard?
Right before the final, it was about to rain, so they switched it to 2 out of 3 sets. Instead of the 3 out of 5. Not that it made a difference either way.
There was 2 years in a row for DY for that.
Yeah, I lost. I don't know what the score was. I just know I lost. Donald beat me. But it's one, it's like still one of the toughest losses. Because in your mind, you don't know if you're ever going to play the main draw of the U.S. Open. You don't know. So you're like, this could be my one opportunity, like Stevie said.
Had you not won like a bunch of challengers before that point, or did you make your run like right after that?
No, I was 17. It was the next year. I could have played Kalamazoo again the next year. But won a bunch of challengers. Yeah, I didn't. I won a bunch of challengers before Kalamazoo, so I didn't need to play it because I already had a wild card.
Okay.
But it is a, it's a big moment. Congrats to Darwin Blanche. I always feel like, too, if you want to win, if you're Darwin right now, do you want to play Alcaraz first round? Or would you want to play like a qualifier?
Yes. You want to play.
You want to play Alcaraz?
No. You want to play. No, absolutely not. You want to play 95th ranked South American. It's a winnable match.
You don't want to play on Ash. You want to play on court like 13 in the back.
Is Darwin pro?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
He's pro for sure. Yes. He played Madrid a couple years ago. Yes. Remember that? Sorry, no, I forgot about
he's
that.
He's pro.
You want a winnable match.
But what if you like sneak a set? Alcaraz is the guy. He'll give you a set.
Yeah, true. It's true. But most guys, though, you never know in life. You never know if you'll play the U.S. Open again. Like, if you do play it one time, you're like, yeah, give me a night match against Alcaraz.
I'm with you. I'm with Sam on this one. I want to play on Ash.
Mm-mm. Darwin may be a little different. He's really good. He's probably going to be a good pro, play the U.S. Open a bunch of times. But
we
got to
go
there. Also, shout out.
We got to go there.
Yeah, yeah.
To Kalamazoo,
yeah, we'll go watch
him
play. Oh, yeah, we do need to get to Kalamazoo.
Yeah. That's USTA, if you're listening. Nothing Major wants to be at the zoo next year.
2026.
Stevie, you said Mark Lucero, your former coach, assistant coach at USC now, was there, and there was a lot of Nothing Major fans.
A lot of buzz around the grounds of
young
tennis
players.
I'd love to go.
Like, live pod with a stage, and we bring, like, winners on each day?
That would be
unbelievable.
That'd be really cool.
That would
next
be really
year,
cool.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Alyssa Ahn. She won the girls 18 and international hard courts. I think they play theirs in San Diego. The women also, if you win the 18 international hard courts, you get a wild card into the main draw. So Alyssa and Darwin, massive moments for them. They'll be main draw U.S. Open. So that's pretty cool. Let's do fan questions.
I love that.
Idris Malaga from Spain. Big data is a big thing. All the analytics now that you can get with Hawkeye and all these things, you can get so much information as a player. Did you guys use that information? Like, when you guys were having a match, would you get the packets of information that you can get on your opponent? Or did you wing it? Or did you get a little bit of it? Or did your coach get some of it? Let me go Stevie first.
Our coaches, Sam, definitely used them. They got all these information on board. You and I are completely different people. than most. You wanted pretty much zero information, if I had to guess.
Yeah, one or two things maybe.
I liked getting it. Like, I liked knowing what my opponents were doing somewhat, but I didn't need to know specifics of, you know, 64% of the time when they go cross court with the forehand, they go, you know, down the line the next time. I didn't want to have that kind of information because I felt kind of paralyzed by too much analysis.
Yeah.
As we all know, like, you guys know how everybody plays. Doesn't matter. You've seen them, you've practiced with them, you've watched enough tennis where it's not, there's no secrets out there and every point's different. It's not like, you know, if you're in a football game where guys are running routes and you have to like cover a certain part of the field or whatnot. So tennis is such a big feeling game. Yeah. So, but we used it all. I remember getting all the printouts and readouts. Mark would show me, CB would show me, but I didn't like too much information. That was my coach's job to filter what they felt were the best, you know, 3 to 5 things and kind of go from there.
Same. John, what were you like?
I wasn't good enough to implement all that information, you know, like as a bot.
There's guys that take all that information.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, for sure. Like Novak would.
He wants like outrageous amounts of information, but he can remember it all, which is amazing.
Agreed. I was more like John. Didn't like that much of it. It's so hit or miss. To answer the question again, like, some guys want all that information, some want none of it.
I think the biggest piece of information, especially for someone like me, who's not going to create as many break points as like you two in during the course of a match, is when and if a break point comes around, is knowing tendencies and playing the percentages that way, playing the analytics that way, like where a person's typically going to serve on a 30-40.
But would that annoy you guys if you got the information and it went the other way?
For sure, absolutely. Like, I mean, but you got to trust it year round, you know.
Okay, like,
that could happen.
Right, like, because I know Sam would get really annoyed with this. Like, okay, we all playing John here on a break point. There's a 97% chance he's going to go wide. That doesn't mean he's going to go wide, and he could still hit an ace if he goes wide. But if he goes T, are you annoyed? Like, I know Sam would be
so annoyed if anyone went against the grain on the analytics. I would just like, this is why analytics are so stupid. Nothing made me more angry than that. I'd fire a coach if he told me, hey, this guy likes to go wide and he went T. Be like, you're done. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Nice. It can be frustrating. How about the question from Carolina? The name is Carolina, but he's from Canada. This is a good one.
Why are all the ball kids in Cincinnati ball adults? All slow, big, bulky, bearded, middle-aged guys. Is there no kids left in Ohio? It's so weird to watch. I didn't notice that. I thought there were kids there.
I didn't quite notice that.
I will say in the U.S., generally, even at the U.S. Open, occasionally in Indian Wells, you do get the older ball man, where I feel like in Europe, it is like, for the most part, like kids that are like 15 years old or 12 years old.
U.S. Open, if I'm not mistaken, are they paid?
That's the rumor.
There's like more of a vetting process, but there's a lot of kids out there.
Yeah, this person, Carolina from Canada, just saw one bearded dude on a court and generalized that all the ball kids.
But it was just a funny question. It's a great question. Bulky bearded dudes.
Yeah. But they have 1,400 volunteers, something like that. So at some point, they're going to get some adults out there to fill in for the kids. It's 95 degrees.
Wait, were y'all ever ball kids?
Oh, yeah.
At any tournament in juniors? Stevie, you were?
Yeah, they used to do I want to say it was an exhibition. It wasn't like a... Or it was one of like the senior tour events. We're talking, you know, how old am I? 30 years ago, maybe? 25 to 30 years ago. And I remember it was at Newport Beach Tennis Club. It was like Johnny Mack, Pat Cash, V-Lander, like all these guys. And I would ball kid for them. But I don't ever remember doing it for the LA Open. Like the tournament that Sam won too much, so they had to end it. But I was never a ball kid there.
The most famous example of a junior player that turned out to be a great, it was a ball kid, was Fed. He was a ball kid at Basel.
I know.
You've seen that? That's like the coolest thing ever.
Those pictures live forever.
And he still does he did the pizza party every year after he won Basel for all the ball kids. Yeah. Coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
This one's from Mitch from Kentucky. I noticed in Cincy, Opelka signed up to practice and listed looking for a player. How do players hook up with other players for practice? Who manages that? John?
Yeah, most players just talk to another friend and set it up, or their coaches do that. And the top players set up practices like weeks in advance. It's nuts. Someone like Riley, who I can speak to, and myself, not many people wanted to practice with us. So we would often put looking And sometimes someone would sign up. Oftentimes it would go unsigned. And that's it, because people don't want to practice with the bot. Someone with a huge serve. I would hit with practice partners a lot. A lot of the big tournaments, they'd have like good practice partners, like college players or former college players that can hit the ball really, really well. And you can do exactly what you want to do during the course of that practice. But for the most part, the whole plus, like, you know, name plus looking, that doesn't really happen that much, in my opinion. I think it's just a select few players that do that.
Yeah, and you said it best. Almost every tournament has a good set of practice partners, good college kids that you can hit with. So no one ever goes without a practice. So that's good. Who's the worst practice partner over the years? Could you guys think of any?
Probably Riley, quite frankly.
Riley?
Opelka.
Yeah, Rafa's pretty bad. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Rafa just hits every ball as hard as he can.
Riley's a bad one. He's great fellowship out there, but unlike John, he would go full bot mode in practice. John, I'll reiterate this once again, good practice partner. He wasn't going to go full out on the serve. Great rhythm from the ground. Like, you can get a really good practice with John, like, no questions
Thank
asked.
You.
But
Thank
Riley,
you.
He does it the right way for him. He'll go like two first serves, you know, hit 74 unforced errors and 80 winners in a practice. Like, you just have no idea what you're going to get. So sometimes Riley was a tough one, but he practiced the right way for him, for sure. But it was a tough practice for an hour because you never really felt like you got your side out of it sometimes.
I know who the two worst warm-up partners were. Like, not a full practice, but if you're going to warm up for a match for 30 minutes, four and a quart, it was Robin Soderling or Lucas Rasol. You ever warm up with those guys before a match?
No, like, I don't think so.
Just hit every ball as hard as they could. You come to the net, they just be like ripping it at you, like super intense, not like a relax for the first 2 minutes. It was just...
Did you like... Ask those guys to warm up? How did that work out for you?
No.
I'm confused. How's that?
You know, because
how you would get
so
to that point.
So it's different. Going back to the question, if there's an off day or prior to the tournament, practice is a little more, Stevie, do you want to hit on Wednesday? Guys, set it up. For matches, it's different. If you're playing Monday at 3 p.m. and you want to warm up at 1 p.m., you just go and say, hey, at 1 p.m., I'd like to warm up for my match looking. You don't really care who it's with because it's just a 30-minute hit to warm up. And so you might not know who you're hitting with until the next day. You get to the courts and you see, Batista Agut signed up to warm up with me. Most people didn't care who they warmed up with for a match, I don't think.
Yeah.
I feel like John and myself hit a lot with just – we would just sign up with a practice partner for those warm-ups. So we knew we would get
–
You know what I mean?
But if court time was limited, some of the events might have only had two practice courts. You did need to warm up with another player. You couldn't, you know, they didn't have enough court space for you to just hit with a practice partner.
Fair.
Good question. Here's one more. Why do you think we haven't had any more Americans win Masters 1000s? With Ben Shelton's recent win, we now have two active Americans with titles. I don't know. Maybe just the other guys are good. Like Fed, Roger, Rafa, Novak, Stan, Sinner, Alcaraz. That's why we haven't had more Americans win titles. Those players are just better. It's not for lack of trying from the Americans, I don't think.
They only try in 250s and 500s. We don't try in thousands.
Yeah. We're looking to peak at 250s.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, Winston-Salem next week. We're going to get an American title for sure.
Okay, one more hypothetical. Hypothetical matchup. College Steve Johnson... Or Ben, college Steve Johnson or college Ben Shelton. Who wins that in a match?
He says, I think Shelton double bagels. What is he talking about? I'm unstoppable.
Prime college Steve Johnson beats prime college Ben Shelton.
Yeah, that was
pretty
the question.
Routinely. Yeah. Yes. Right?
Yeah, I chop him down no problem.
Yes. 21 year old Stevie better than 21 year old Shelton.
I'm not losing that match. I didn't lose for 2 years, dude. John, don't say quiet over there.
I'll take it, Stevie.
Yeah. All right. You were a little quiet about that. He's reluctantly taking Stevie.
Prime Ben Shelton on tours takes down Steve Johnson Prime pretty handedly.
I'll agree with you on that, too.
Yeah. If we're going to flip the script, we go tour here, since Ben hasn't even gotten close to his prime.
Yeah, he beats you handily, for sure.
Oh, yeah, 2-2.
We're going to do one more life advice question. We did life advice last week, encouraged a guy to not... go to med school.
He wrote back.
Yeah, guy from last week, from Monday, wrote back, just to clarify, he's a single guy, 35, blah, blah, blah. I still don't think he should go to med school. That doesn't change my answer.
No, this changes it for me. He's single. I say follow your dreams. Go for it. If he's got a family, like, that's crazy. That's tough to do.
He says he has a good job already.
I know.
Correct. So
he doesn't like it, though.
I mean, you're talking about going into a lot of debt in like 8 years of school at 35.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I say follow your dreams, dude.
Don't listen to Stevie.
I'm with him on this.
Do not go to med school. All right, let's get to this week's life advice. I'm gonna kind of skip forward here. My wife loves dogs and I think somewhat likes kids. I'm a little OCD, so the thought of having my house smell like a dog is tough to sign up for. I find children to be extremely boring. Basically, should he have a dog or have a child? I'm saying have a child. Dogs are like just...
Children are not boring. That is for sure.
Nah, dogs, like, what? Don't get a dog, man. Have a kid.
You hate dogs.
I know. That's exactly why I'm saying have a kid.
John.
I don't hate dogs, by the way. I'm getting way too much dog hate on this.
You don't even like your own dog, Sam.
I'm not mean to the dog by any...
You just cohabitate with him.
We go our separate ways. Anyway, he wants to know how his fatherhood, how did it change you? You know, we've all got kids. Having kids is great. Don't get the dog and test it out. Just have a kid, man.
Yeah. I think it's selfish to, you know, God willing, if you can have kids, to... Everyone's different. There's something selfless about having kids, and I think that's very commendable. We all have kids, and we all really, really enjoy it. I haven't met anyone ever that has had kids and be like, "Crap, I wish I didn't have kids." Ever.
Yep. I have a dog. Wish I didn't have the dog. So think about
that.
There
you go. There you go.
Stevie.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, definitely have the kids. It's phenomenal. There's going to be some confusing moments in there. It's definitely not boring. That is for darn sure. You're always doing something. And if you go the dog route, keep it as clean as possible if you're going to get a dog.
Go to like a breeder. Get a nice dog. Don't get a sheltered dog. All right. It's so nice that we're helping people now with life advice. I'm glad we can do this.
We hope so.
Yeah. All right, next one's from Joe. We actually created a reel on Instagram for this question already, but good news, we have a game ready to see how well or how bad we are at player pronunciations. So let's start our new player pronunciations game.
Yeah,
I'd love to.
I think it's fun. Tennis player names are tough. It's a global sport. Myself in particularly, I botch a lot of names on this show. You guys do too.
We all do, dude. Totally. It's impossible.
We all do. We're going to play a game right now. We're going to put names in. The producers in the chat, they're going to put names in. We're going to try to pronounce them correctly. We're going to see who does the best job of pronouncing these difficult player names right now. Why are we putting Rafa in there?
It's easy. It's easy.
All right. Rafael Nadal.
I hope you got that wrong.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say the same. Rafael Nadal.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all got that right.
I think.
Rafa Nadal.
Yeah, we got it right.
Rafa Nadal.
He just says it quick. Spanish guys talk quick. All right. Perfect. Next one. Stevie, you're up first.
Alex DeMeneur.
I'm going to say Alex DeMeneur because someone in the comments a long time ago ripped me.
I always thought it was Alex DeMeneur.
So did I.
Let's see what it is.
Alex DeMeneur.
DeMeneur. So it is like manure.
Manure. Yeah, manure.
I would have thought just he wouldn't want to say manure and he would just be like, Demon Hour.
Nah.
All right, you guys got that. You guys are good on that.
Close enough.
Next one, John, you start.
Okay. Aya Tomjanovic.
No.
No? Okay, go, Sam.
You want me? Ayla Tomjanovic.
Just say it again, John.
Aya.
There's a strong J there.
Oh, okay, it's Ayla. Ayla. Okay.
Ayla Tomjanovic.
Ayla Tomjanovic. Stevie, what do you got?
Tomjanovic. Yeah, Ayla Tomjanovic.
Ayla. Okay.
Ayla. Let's see who's right.
Ayla Tomjanovic.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, we got that. We're all over that one.
Got some easy ones.
Just go to the hard ones now.
Yeah.
All right, I'm up first. I don't know if a lot of people might not remember this guy.
Just retired.
He's still playing. He retired.
Yeah.
He won Hertogenbosch and had a little run at Wimbledon a couple years ago. Tim Van Rithoven.
I don't think that's it.
I think you got the first name right. Tim
Van Rithoven. All right, what do you got, John? Or what do you got, Stevie?
Tim Van Rithoven.
Oof. That sounds right. Tim Van Rithoven. I'm just going to
piggyback.
I have to. I don't mean...
Stevie's got Dutch in his veins. All right, let's see.
Tim Van Rithoven.
Good job, Stevie.
Yeah, good job, Stevie.
I mean, close, but not.
John, you got the next one. Just do which one you want.
This is going to be funny. Camille Majrochak.
The Polish names will get you.
I laugh, but like I'm not getting it right. So like,
yeah, go, Sam.
Camille Majrochak. Majerjack.
Camille.
Stevie?
Majerjack.
God, Stevie. I feel like Stevie's right.
Good, dude. I feel like Stevie studies these at night.
Yeah, I think he does.
If I get this one right, I'll give you a good reasoning.
Camille Majerjack.
I feel like we all butchered that, honestly.
Yeah, it's tough. I should get that. I'm mostly Polish.
All right, Sam, why don't you hit the Brazilian player right there?
Brazilian player. This one looks easy to me. Thiago Sabuth Wild.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Thiago Sabuth Wild. Go ahead, hotshot.
Okay, it's Thiago Sabuth Wild.
Okay. All right, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, Thiago Sabuth Wild.
You missed all three, I think, Sam.
It's Thiago, I believe.
Am I putting too much in the Thiago?
You spit all over your screen.
Let's hear it.
Thiago Sabuth Wild.
What was that?
Thiago Sabuth Wild.
That's crazy to me.
I remember Brett Haber doing a thing, like calling one of his matches, and Habes is real good with pronunciation.
That's maybe the toughest one there is. All right, let's go one more. Last one.
Who wants to start?
I'll go. Mananchaya Sawankwa.
Who is that?
She's a current WTA player from Thailand. She's top 100 this year.
Okay.
Go for it, Samuel.
Mananchaya Sawankwa. Whoa.
You don't get a redo.
All right, fine. Here, no Johnny. Redos.
Mananchaya. I don't know.
Mananchaya Sawankwa.
I'm going to go, we got that 0 for 3.
All right, that's it for the show. I know it's all over the place. Again, don't blame us. Blame the Master Series for these 11-day events. That's why this is chaos. We're Nothing Major Show. We got TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. I know I forgot one in there. X. And we're going to get the bracket challenge. We're going to figure out a way to dish out some cash for the bracket challenge. We're going to figure that out. But we'll see everyone Monday, where we can talk about Cincy all the way up to the final. All right. See you guys then.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.